today at the branch. Go the distance in love. This month on the Branch webcast, be sure to invite your friends to listen with you. Can I get a 5 second of soaring and loving praise together? It's Valentine's Day. It's the time of the year when we love one another. Hey, welcome. I'm Richard McQuaid, pastor of Ridge Branch Baptist Church. It's a new year and a new month of faith and encouragement here at the Branch. Ridge Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. As you come by AGY, turn on Ridge Branch Road and go a mile and a quarter, and you'll see the church. Stop and come on in. We're excited about having church again at 9:45 on Sunday mornings for Bible study and 10:30 for a time of great celebratory worship in the worship center each Sunday morning at 10:30. On Wednesday night here at the Branch, we have children's students ministry as well as an adult time of praise, prayer, and Bible study. Come and join us in a midweek recharge to charge your love battery, charge your love for Christ battery, and we look forward to seeing you. There's a lot more here around happening here at the Branch. We want you to come out and find out. Go to our webpage at www.redsbranch.org to see more exciting events upcoming here at Ridge Branch Baptist Church. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you in the great adventure of life, the love life of loving you with all our heart, soul, and mind, the love life of loving each other, the love life of loving those in our family and those neighbors and those that we have relationships with, the ones in our congregations and the one out of our congregations, the ones we have remembered from long ago and the ones we just met. Father, help us to love one another more. And help us even to go the distance to make that happen. Father, I thank you that you are the author and finisher of our faith, and you give us hope and love that you showed and dearest yourself to our hearts, and may it be so each and every moment of our lives. Thank you, God, for your forgiveness and for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today in the message is entitled, Go the Distance with Love. Go the Distance with Love. Jesus was the author of love. He came as a loving baby. He came as a loving child. He came as a loving young adult and a loving man to love on us, then help us gain ground in this hard life that we're living. To help us grow in grace in the time where growing is hard to manage. Helping us in love to go the extra mile, to go and find others and share Jesus' love with them. A story comes out of Mark chapter 5 of a man in need of Jesus, a man in need of his love, a man in need of his help. He needed to gain ground in his life. He needed to grow in grace in his life. And he needed to go the extra mile in life. So that's the 3 points today. It's gaining ground, growing in grace, and going the extra mile. So let's turn to God's word and see the main verse of this particular story. It comes out of Mark 5, verse 6. Let's read the introduction here, starting with verse 1. They came to the other side of the sea, to the regions of the Gadarenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him, and the man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with chains, for he had often been bound with shackles for his feet and chains, and he tore apart the chains and broke the shackles into pieces, and no one was strong enough to subdue and tame him. Night and day he constantly screaming, shrieking among the tombs on the mountains and cutting himself with sharp stones. And then seeing Jesus, verse 6, then seeing Jesus from a distance. What happened? Then seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up. That means he ran, he had to exercise. He had to get going. He had to move. He ran up and bowed down before him. Humbly, in homage, he bowed. Here we have the man who was surely had a mental problem. The Bible talks about a demon had possessed him, and he did supernatural things, break the shackles and cut himself and torture himself. And today we don't have a lot of that going with some, but a lot of people torture themselves with their past. They torture themselves with their present, and they torture themselves with their future. They may not do it loudly or in the midst of the graveyard of life, but they do it inside in the silence of their loneliness, in the solitude of the moments by themselves, in their thought processes. They'll turn their mind toward the negative. They'll turn their mind toward the undone, and they will see no way out. Sometimes this even goes to the extreme of one taking their life. I pray that you are not that distance. Go, listen, my friend, go the distance and see Jesus who is standing nearby. Go the distance and go uphill if you have to. Go across the lake if you have to. Go through the ocean if you have to. Go through hard times if you have to. But go the distance to Jesus, because that's the love person. That's the love being. It's in the world today, and you can't find that love being in any pill. You can't find that love being in any word. It's got to be a presence of Jesus. If you want to gain ground, just set a goal, make a plan, and take some action. Too long we talk about things and do nothing about them. But take some measurable goals and write them down. Break those measurable goals down to action steps that you can accomplish. Don't go overboard, but just take those steps and make an action plan and implement that plan and be consistent about it. Overcoming obstacles and staying motivated is key in battling the torturing of your mind. We need also to grow in grace. How do you do that? Seek God's guidance. Seek God's guidance. How do I seek God's guidance? Well, two things. Spending time in prayer and reading God's word and meditation. Studying the word of God can lift you up or may give you valuable insight to what to do at any given moment in life. Do you mean Jesus has given me a word for my moment? Yes, he has. All you have to do is go the distance and find it and use it with love. Cultivating spiritual disciplines also would be helpful, like regularly attending church or participating in a Bible study or worship service. You can either go online and you can sign up to be one in one of our life groups. And we do a weekly life group online by text message so that you can be encouraged and can fight off the evil that the darts of the devil are throwing at you. Do that at RedsBranch.org. You also need nurturing relationships. Building a supportive community of believers takes time, and it takes the go-the-distance mentality to invest in the meeting of connections with others. Here at Reds Branch, we have Bible study, we have worship, we have small groups that meet, we have people doing projects and missions, we have a blessing box, we have a food pantry, we have missions projects, school partnerships. We have partnerships with missionaries around the world and close to home and in our state. We serve one another. We have a prison ministry. We have all those ministries that nurture relationships between us and be supportive in the community that we live. As you go the distance, like this man in the story, going the extra mile means stepping out of comfort zones. We get in the zone of comfort, and sometimes that leads us into a rut, and a rut is a straight on path to the grave. Get out of the rut of life. Step out of the comfort zone. Embrace new challenges and opportunities. Embracing new challenges and opportunity. Take risk for personal and spiritual growth. challenge, risk, personal growth. Do that by serving others, engaging in acts of kindness and compassion, volunteering in the community or church ministries, preserving in faith, trusting God in His timing. Let's remain steadfast in the face of adversity. Remain steadfast in the face of adversity. Now this man who called out and ran up from a distance and bowed before Jesus, and he screamed with a loud voice in verse 7. He said, "What business do I have in common with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you, God, do not torment me." This demon was speaking. For Jesus had been saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Jesus, when he walked up, came up the hill, apparently Jesus had been saying, "Come out of him, you unclean spirit." He was asking him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Do you have many thoughts that are negative in your mind today? Are they Legion, which is a 10,000 number? Is there 10,000 thoughts rushing through your mind today? "My name is Legion, for there are many." And he began begging him repeatedly not to send them out of the region. Oh, yes. Those negative thoughts don't want to go out of the region. They want to stay close by so that you can pick them up. "Now there was a large herds of pigs grazing there on the mountain. And the demons begged him, saying, 'Send us into those pigs so that we may go into them.'" They thinking they could get in the pig and come back out to this man. But Jesus had other plans. The herd numbering 2,000 rushed down to the sea and steep bank into the sea, and they were drowned one after the other. 10,000 demons went into 2,000 pigs. Wow, that is, my friend, an interesting number. You may not have that many issues that you're facing, although from time to time, your day may feel like you have 10,000 things to accomplish. You may have 10,000 problems, but you haven't counted that many, but you must assume that you have them. Let me encourage you to gain ground on those by going the distance and seeing the love of Christ and seeing how He can help you. Going in grace, growing in grace is going to help you. Also, going that extra mile by getting engaged in a life of service to others. My friend, today, you can do that, but only you can do it if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Only if you have that knowledge of Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord can you make and go the distance. And this salvation process is simple as this. Confess and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He came to earth to live as a man, died for our sins, and resurrected on the third day. Nothing else. God made salvation so easy for us that He simply just required us to believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that going the distance in life and love? If you've never really accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, would you like to do that right now? Please do not delay or put it off. In this season of love, may we find Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Pray with me this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I've been at a distance. I know that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe that you are the Son of God who died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead on the third day. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ today, we personally want to welcome you to the family of God. If you would help us out by Let us know of your decision. Go to redsbranch.org, and on the landing page there, please fill out the form that is provided for you and send it to us. You can also rededicate your life here and to God in His ministry. You can also send us a praise or prayer request. You can also send us a gift of support by the following address: Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Once again, that address is Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Today, go the distance and love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Thank you for listening.